Chapter 8. Thus has the Master Yahweh showed to me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said Yahweh to me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will no more overlook their transgression. And the songs of the temple shall be wailing in that day, says the Master Yahweh. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth everywhere. Be silence. Hear this, O you that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new month be gone, that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small and the shekel great, and falsifying the scales by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, yes, and sell the chaff of the wheat. Yahweh has sworn by the excellence of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwells therein? And it shall rise up wholly as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Mitzrayim. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Master Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your chag, appointed celebration times, into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of a beloved son, and at the end there as a bitter day. Behold, the day is come, says Master Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of lachem, nor a thirst for ma'im, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yahweh, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men weary for thirst, they that swear by the transgression of Shomiron, and say, your power, O Dan, lives, and the manner of Bathsheba lives, even they shall fall and never rise up again.